This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The hour on the Wednesday program. Wednesday, July the 25th is upon us, and you are upon us. We are upon it. DJV, Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Jennifer gets us kicked off with a number of, I'll leave it to you, Jennifer. One, two, three, four. Shut the door and say no more.
One story that was huge yesterday in the world of pop culture. Very sad, actually, because this is another example of somebody with a lot of talent and maybe taking it for granted. Singer Demi Lovato is awake. She's now with her family. She was hospitalized earlier on Tuesday, according to a statement from her representative. A source close to her family previously told CNN and other major news outlets that the singer's hospitalization was the result of an apparent drug overdose. They said, quote, Demi is awake and with her family, who want to express thanks to everyone for love, prayers, and support. Some of the information being reported is incorrect, and they respectfully ask for privacy and not speculation, as her health and recovery is the most important thing right now. She has struggled with substance abuse for a long time. She's admitted to having problems with alcohol and cocaine and OxyContin. She went through rehab. She was in recovery for a while. About a month ago, she released a song that made everybody think that perhaps she was no longer sober. The L.A. Fire Department confirmed to news outlets that it received a call about 11:22 a.m. for a medical emergency. They transported her. She's only 25. Lots of living for a 25-year-old to a hospital. She went to Cedars-Sinai, and she's stable. She's conscious. She's breathing. It was reported that it was a heroin overdose, and that she was able to be saved by a counter dose of Narcan, but now the family's saying that not everything that's being reported is true, so I guess you wait and see what exactly the circumstances were.
So what do you think is true?
I don't know. I have no idea. Demi Lovato is a bit young for my age bracket. Mm-hmm. I know she's done a lot of living. I know she's been to rehab. I know all of this stuff. Apparently, alcohol and cocaine were an issue before, but I just go by whatever they're reporting. Probably a better question for maybe Kara or Victoria, who are a little closer to...
Well, yeah, she started out on Disney, and as we all know, so many people who start out on Disney then end up having really terrible issues later in life with drugs and depression, and that's something she's always been super open about, is that she struggled with depression and bulimia and bipolar disorder and just all these issues that she's been in and out of different kinds of rehab for, so... On one hand, I wouldn't be surprised if it was some kind of drug overdose, although she claimed to be sober for the last 6 years and then kind of relapsed, but I just think it's sad because she's talented and seems like a nice person and has been open with her struggles, and I just kind of, it would be nice if she could get better because she seems to have a lot of issues.
So let's take her out of the equation. Let's talk about the issue, if that's the right word, the reality of people who get hooked on these substances. How do they get started? What happens to open the door, the gateway to going down this road? How do you do it? And how have you not done it, Kara? And she has done it. You're both the same age. So why is she going down the road and why are you not?
Well, I think, I know Victoria has something to say too, but I've never been interested in drugs, so it's not something I've ever thought about. I think when you are in that world, accessibility definitely has something to do with it. I think there are plenty of people who are singers and actors who are in Hollywood who are just doing that stuff all the time. I don't know why. I don't know if it's because of the stress, the weird hours, and it's just a relief.
You have stress. You have weird hours.
Yeah, but biologically, that's what I was getting at. Biologically, some people are addicts and some people aren't. There are people who can stick a heroin needle in their arm and walk away from it, and there's no harm and no foul.
Okay, I buy that. My mother was an alcoholic. She went one way because of what the chemical reaction in her body was. Others might be able to drink the same amount and not be bothered. But what is there inside of you, and this may be simple or a simplistic approach to it, what is there inside of you that says, okay, let's try that? With some people, as you said, Carrie, you haven't done it. Jennifer, you haven't done it. And Victoria, you're sober. You haven't done any of that stuff.
I'm not sober. So. I love wine. I've never been interested. I don't know. I'm thankful. I've had friends go through some rough patches, and I don't know why. I just feel lucky that I've never had any interest in it, in anything like that. So I don't know. It's sad. I think with Demi Lovato, I feel like a while ago she had surgery for something, and I can't remember what. But I think that's how she got addicted to the OxyContin, because it's a painkiller that so many people have surgery and get the pills, and then they get addicted, and then they can't get the pills anymore, and then it turns into other things, usually heroin. That's kind of how a lot of the opioid crisis has gone. It's sad because there are a lot of people who maybe wouldn't have ever chosen to do any hard drugs, but they have back surgery and then they get hooked on opioids and then all of a sudden they're a drug addict. And it's just, it's a crisis that we're living with right now. And I don't know that it's all an addictive personality. I think a lot of it is attributed to that, but there are some pretty innocent people who've had surgery and then found themselves in a really precarious situation. So I don't know the answer.
Well, it's worth an evaluation. I ask the question because there are probably many people who are listening right now that may be in that same situation, that may have children, or maybe they've been there themselves. And sometimes I've heard people ask, I don't know why I did it. I've heard people ask why, they ask themselves, why'd you do that? Something similar to that.
Yeah.
There are often situations which one does not understand in families, and so I'm not being judgmental at all. I just think that in this circumstance, or any circumstance, somebody gets on to that stuff, they're wasting a lot of talent. And then I have my spiritual side, and why would somebody go down the street, and why would it be something, I guess, that when you ask about a power greater than we are, why is it allowed and it isn't, it's about choice. So,
I think before
confusing.
The opioid crisis, I probably would have said to you, like, my opinion would have been, and probably was, well, there's an addictive gene, which we know is true,
and
genetics plays a big part in addiction running in families and things like that. So that's one aspect. And then there's another aspect of if you're depressed, you might be more inclined to want to experiment with something to self-medicate, ease the pain. So there's that end of it. And then the opioid crisis came along, and then it's kind of like all bets are off, because there are plenty of people who never drank, never did drugs, never even smoked. They have surgery, they get addicted to opioids because no one's willpower is stronger than these drugs.
Yeah.
And then they're now in the same category as these other people with depression and emotional issues and genetic addiction and things like that. So I don't think there's a clear-cut answer anymore, but I agree with you. Knowing how much of an opioid crisis we're dealing with, and it's up on the government level now trying to figure out how to deal with it, I think it's something we really do have to talk about. And it's something families should talk about. My friend just, was concerned her grandmother. She found OxyContin in her grandmother's, in her medicine cabinet. And she said, Graham, why are you taking this stuff? And she said, oh, my doctor said if my knee hurts or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was just, and she took it out of the house. She said, no, I'm sorry, Graham, I'm not letting you take this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And doctors are a big part to blame in all this. It's just, it's a very complex thing. But, it's a horrible epidemic.
Yeah. All right. I want a little background, so that was a good explanation. Thank you. 15 past the hour, you and your pet can enjoy the comfort of your very own MyPillow. Yes, your pet can have his or her own MyPillow, and you can have your own MyPillow. The pet bed is on promotion along with a premium buy one, get one free deal you can get with the code DJV. Mike Lindell had a passion that you wouldn't think making pillows would be your passion. But people get into these businesses sometimes in a strange way. I was talking to a fellow yesterday, an engineering guy who is doing some work for me on the farm, and he comes from a large engineering firm. And the engineering firm started 30 years ago. The fellow who founded this engineering firm was asked by a friend of his who was going to open a gas station, because this fellow had an engineering degree, would you help him get the permits that he needed in order to get the gas station okayed, his new gas station built. So the guy said, yeah, I'll help you do that. And from that has come the largest engineering firm in the country some 30-odd years later. The guy, he's got, and they started by doing gas stations and Dunkin' Donuts and Burger Kings and stuff like that. Now they do very complicated, very interesting projects. So I think about the American dream and think about how, yeah, this stuff is possible here. You can do anything if you put your mind to it. Mike Lindell was a guy who worked in research. And so he researched pillows because he couldn't find one that he liked. And he couldn't find anybody who is making one that he likes. So he said, okay, I'll do the research. I'll figure out how to do it. What shall I put into the pillow so that I can rest better? So he comes up with this, the filler that's now patented. And for the last 12 years, he's been one of the entrepreneurial geniuses that have really expanded. Guys, got a fabulous business. And about 1,500 people making these pillows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And you can benefit because there are so many great offers that they have. MyPillow, adjust to your individual needs, your rest better, wake up feeling rejuvenated. Made in the USA, machine washable, backed by a 10-year guarantee. All of the pillows, whether it's the pet pillow, whether it's your premium pillow, all of them have the same guarantee. So buy one of these premium pillows at the regular price, get one free with the promo code DJV. Also get the MyPillow pet bed with the code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, use that code DJV, take advantage of the buy one, get one free offer, which will end the first of next month. Don't wait. Go to MyPillow.com.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4888. Now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
We'll be right back. Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
That's Wynonna.
He's crazy over me.
Crazy over me. Mama, he's crazy over me.
Mama, mama.
One of the great rags-to-riches family stories, the Judds, brought to life by the Country Music Hall of Fame and the museum starting next month. It opens a new exhibit chronicling the lives of mother-daughter duo Naomi and Wynonna Judd. How come Ashley's not in here in some way, shape, or form?
I don't think Ashley can sing.
No.
Different I mean, dad.
She could still. She could rally, though.
Yeah.
Right. All right, who's a different father? Maybe. Who's the father of Wynonna and who's the father of Ashley?
They're different.
Never
they're
been
happy.
Talked about.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
I mean, it's obvious when you look at them, but it's yeah, never it been is. Officially talked about.
Yeah. Are they close? Do they like each other?
Yeah.
Where we know gossip about yeah, Naomi, Wynonna, so. And Ashley, yeah?
Yeah, no, I think they so. Get along.
Yep. All right, anyway, so this country music exhibit is going to open on the 10th of next month, run for 11 months until July of the next year. We're already talking about July next year already. Woo-ha! See, Jennifer, time flies. It's called The Judds Dream Chasers, following the path of single mother Naomi from Kentucky to L.A. and back to Music City as she and Wynonna worked against the odds to break into the music industry. And the efforts, obviously looking at what's happened between the two of them and his Wynonna's, but they both had successful individual careers, wouldn't you say,
they
Jennifer?
Had to break up because Mama Judd was sick. I think she had some sort of hepatitis. So now I think they tour every once in a while, but Mama Judd couldn't tour anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so then Wynonna had a really good solo career. You and I actually saw her at the Shatner Horse Show.
Yeah, that's
I think
great.
She's fantastic. Her
very
voice
personable.
Can make your toes, you feel her voice in your toes.
Yeah, right, yeah. 14 number one hits, that's an accomplishment. Half a dozen top 20 hits in the 80s and the 90s. Dream Chasers featuring artifacts that stretch all the way back to Naomi's childhood, including a handwritten letter to Santa Claus.
Cute.
Yeah, it's nice. The exhibit also, including the uniform she wore while she worked as a registered nurse before she and Winona landed their RCA record contract with the help of a homemade demo tape. Now, that must have been something else, huh? It also wouldn't be a Judd's tribute without silk and rhinestones, and there'll be several such outfits on display, including the jacket Winona wore for their group farewell concert in the early 90s and the gown Naomi wore for their Las Vegas residency in 2015. During their career, the Judge accrued several Grammy, CMA, ACM awards. Many of them will be on display also at the Hall of Fame. So the exhibit runs alongside other current exhibits like Outlaw and Amadillo's Country's Roaring 70s, which opened up in May. So, good. Good for them. I think she's pretty, I think she's swell. I think Roseanne Cash also is swell. Next story about her, she's going to receive the Americana Free Speech Award. She's a four-time Grammy winner, the latest recipient of the American Music Association Spirit of Americana Free Speech Award. She'll receive the honor during the 17th annual Americana Honors and Awards event in September at the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville. As she wrote the impassioned op-ed piece on gun control for the New York Times last year. Remember that? After the shootout in Las Vegas,
yeah.
Jennifer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's a board member of the Content Creators Coalition, membership-based, artist-run nonprofit representing creators in the digital landscape. If you go back to 2014, she represented artists and the American Music Association in testimony before Congress on the issue of intellectual property rights and digital music licensing. The honor is presented in partnership with the First Amendment Center. So congratulations to Roseanne Cash, a fitting award.
Holding on too long. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There were two monks walking down by the river when they spotted a woman trying to cross the river without getting her dress wet. The older monk immediately picked the woman up and carried her across the river. And after he set her down, he and the younger monk continued on their way in silence. After about an hour, the younger monk looked at the older monk in anger and said, "We took a vow never to touch a woman. How could you just pick that woman up even without thinking about it? You broke our vow." To which the older monk looked at the younger one and said, "Brother, I set that woman down an hour ago. Why are you still carrying her? Maybe there are things that you too need to let go." For support setting down the things you need to set down, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump addresses veterans in Kansas City yesterday, telling the Veterans of Foreign War Convention that America's vets deserve the best care in the world.
If you can't get treatment that you need in a timely manner, you will have the right to see a private doctor immediately, and we will pay for it.
The president also taking the opportunity to praise the new VA Secretary Robert Wilkie, who was confirmed by the Senate just a few days ago.
show.
An overwhelming vote. The only ones actually that voted against him were all of the people, super lefts.
Today, by the way, is Hire a Veteran Day. A Michigan man picked up in Syria, now being charged with providing support to ISIS, scheduled to be arraigned in a Detroit courtroom today. The 28-year-old man had worked with the terrorist group from 2015 to last month. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead. Dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Along here quite wonderfully, if I do say so myself. Wednesday, the 25th of July. Today is a special day. Yesterday was a special day. Tomorrow will be a special day. Make every day special. Thanks for joining us. We try to make every day special for ourselves and for you. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and the Dougster. Here with an update is Victoria Keelan.
Well, we've got, actually, update is the perfect word. Do you remember a few months ago we talked about the pizza delivery guy in New York who was detained by ICE because he delivered a pizza to an army base.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And it turned into a whole sort of national story. Well, he got a little bit of good news. Yesterday, a federal judge granted a stay of deportation to him. He's been detained for over a month now after he delivered the pizza to the military base. The judge ruled that his name is Pablo Calderon, that he can stay in the country for the time being. Now, the backstory on him, he is married, he has children, and he was in the process. He had filed all of his paperwork to become a citizen. He had been working at this pizza place for a while. He didn't have a criminal record, nothing like that. However, the reason he ran into trouble is because he let his green card expire, or his visa expire a few years ago, and that's when they issued the deportation, but he stayed. And so when they caught him at the army base, which was also a weird story that we all talked about because he had delivered pizza there regularly, and for some reason on that day, something happened, there was a red flag, and then he was arrested. And so one of the soldiers there called immigration while he was delivering the pizza. So he has been in an immigration jail in Manhattan, which I didn't even know that existed, but he's been there for 53 days now. He's from Ecuador, and so now he has one more chance to make everything right. His wife said, "There aren't any words that can define the drama that my daughters and I are living. From one moment to the next, life changed for us, and all I ask now is them not to deport my husband and to give him an opportunity." So he's now got that opportunity.
So what are the reasons? Is there any information about why the judge decided to go against what the government recommendation was to throw this guy out?
I do not know any. Yeah, there are lots of court documents that I have to read through. I don't know exactly why. I'm guessing it's probably because he had filed all of his citizenship paperwork and that he was trying to do things the correct way. So I'm guessing that's probably it.
I guess give those people a break. Give the people who have done, make a mistake.
And again, no criminal record. He's here with his family.
Let's focus on the people who ought not to be here, who don't contribute, who take.
And his wife is an American citizen. That was another thing that we were all talking about when
this
happened.
Well, so I thought that made it automatic then.
Yeah, it doesn't.
If your wife, huh?
It doesn't, apparently. There's still other things that you have to go through in order to become a citizen. It doesn't just automatically happen.
Yeah, I think they have to, follow your marriage for a year or something like that.
Yeah.
All right, well, there's that piece of the pie. More importantly, today, Wednesday the 25th, it's National Hot Fudge Sunday Day.
More importantly. Did you start out saying that?
National Hot Fudge Sunday Day. A lot of cities claim to be the home of the Hot Fudge Sunday, but they're all, no matter where you find them, they're American cities. Yes, the Sunday is American. So why do we call them Sundays? I've always wondered about that, and I serve them in my ice cream bus. So, yeah, I have the ice cream.
Well, the spelling
bus.
Is weird. So, where did that
S-U-N-D-A-E-S.
Come from? It's the Sunday.
Mm-hmm. All right, so nobody seems to know where this came from. Ice cream, nuts, sprinkles, fruit, whipped cream, various syrups. Really, it's a recipe for a heart attack. We have them regularly, but boy, are they good. Sundays first appeared in the early 1900s. In a couple of years, there were already countless variations of it. The Robin Hood Sunday, the Cocoa Caramel Sunday, Black Hawk Sunday, Angel Cake Sunday, Cherry Dip Sunday, Cinnamon Peak Sunday, Oprah. You say Oprah, I'll say Oprah.
The Opera Sunday.
Yeah, the Opera Sunday.
Yeah,
right. Knickerbocker Sunday, Tally-Ho Sunday, Bismarck and George Washington Sundays. All right, so you get the point. American style fudge. We have this cooker on the bus. If you go to Eastley, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com, you can see the ice cream bus that we created for the farm, and I'm going to tow it down on a tractor tomorrow to the farmer's market. That ought to be a sight and a half. See how that works. And we have a big crock in there that we stick the hot fudge in. Keeps it warm. People love that stuff. So, anyway, there's the story of National Hot Fudge Sunday Day. Who doesn't enjoy? I like a strawberry. Actually, on the plane, I get a butterscotch sundae. I know something about butterscotch that I always kind of like, but I don't much have
sundae. That he flies first class.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've never had a butterscotch sundae on an airplane. But
you barely get a pretzel.
Coach.
Yeah. Well.
That's a good one. It used to be a peanut.
But I've flown first. I've never been on American. I've never been offered an ice cream
American
sundae.
American Sunday service on one of their flights.
I think they do pretty much the coast-to-coast, what they call transcons.
Okay.
They serve the sundaes on the transcons. All right, so anyway, that's that story. We better get to our television report news.
Do I have news for you?
What about Jamie Lee Curtis becoming a Comic-Con highlight? This Comic-Con thing, it is the... Is it just one, the one in San Diego? Or I thought
that's
there were
the
other Comic-Con.
That's the big one. The big one, the biggest one in San Diego. But they have other ones. But forget Jamie Lee Curtis. You don't even care at this point. Let me tell you what's on TV tonight, and then I'm going to give you the story that's going to rock your world. Are you ready?
Really?
Ready. And I'm going to stand by intrigued. It's going to rock none of our worlds, but Doug, your world will be rocked.
Really?
It's got a lot of that this weekend.
But first, just because I want to make you wait, because I think the anticipation is fun, VH1 has a brand new episode of Black Ink Crew Chicago. That's what Dougie will be watching. That's at 8 o'clock tonight. New episodes of Suits on USA Network. That's at 9, followed by a new episode of Colony. Now, it is Shark Week. We've been following all of the great shark-related shows on the Discovery Channel, and tonight will not disappoint. Air Jaws, Back from the Dead, is live tonight at 8 o'clock, and this should be kind of a fun one. Jeff and Chris are going to New Zealand to search for the new Air Jaws location. They'll look back through their record of South African flying sharks, like a Sharknado. Also tonight on Discovery, Shark Tank meets Shark Week. So some of the celebrities from Shark Tank will be featured, including Mark Cuban. And then there's Shark Cam Stakeout, which will happen. That's new tonight on Discovery at 10 o'clock. All right, on the network, some new stuff going on. On the CW, there's a brand new episode of Burden of Truth, followed by the originals. On Fox, you've got a new episode of Master Chef, followed by a brand new episode of Gordon Ramsay. That's at 9 o'clock. On NBC, World of Dance is new at 8, followed by an episode of Reverie at 10. ABC is all in reruns tonight. CBS, though, has a new episode of Big Brother at 8, followed by TKO, Total Knockout, at 9 o'clock. Now, Dougie, are you ready?
Gender,
are you buckled in?
I am.
Okay. Your favorite show is?
NCIS.
No, the other one.
Well, Bull or Blue.
Your favorite show is Madam Secretary.
Madam
one
Secretary,
of them.
Yes. Yeah, that is
so
a good
the
show,
fictional
yes.
Secretary of State on Madam Secretary will turn to three former real-life holders of the post when the show begins its fifth season. How about this? The Hollywood Reporter said that Hillary Clinton, Colin Powell, Madeleine Albright will all appear as themselves in the episode set to air on Sunday, October 7th. How about
that? The first episode of the next season?
I don't know. Really? The show that begins its fifth. So, yes, that's the first episode.
So they must be, they're probably filming it this week, and that's why the news is leaked.
The executive producer, Lori McCreary, said that having these powerhouses of diplomacy agree to come on the show is awe-inspiring and humbling, and that we were able to find a time in their busy schedules when they were all available is a miracle. In the episode, Secretary of State Elizabeth McCord, that's Taya Leone's character, asks Albright, Powell, and Clinton for advice on a very delicate matter. So there you go.
How do you keep your husband
happy?
Are you
excited? Did it rock your world?
Yes, it did, Jennifer. Thank you. So what about Jamie Lee Curtis, though? I don't want to diss her being the newest Comic-Con highlight. There was a fellow in the audience named Jeffrey Scott who recounted his encounter with the knife-wielding home invader, saying, "I was scared out of my mind, and out of nowhere, this thought inside of me, well, what would Jamie Lee Curtis do?" To make a long story short, I'm here today because of the way that you portrayed Laurie Strode. I'm a victor instead of a victim. Apparently, something happened that he used what he saw in the movie to protect himself. I guess that's what. And so, are they doing another Halloween? I think they are.
They are.
Yeah.
Yep. She's playing the same character, Laurie Strode, in the new one. And I know Chucker has talked about it a bit. I think they're going to sort of ignore what happened in the first one. They're basically redoing it, in a sense. I don't know.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So that's that story. Let's see. We got to check what's at the sports desk, don't you think? See what we can come up with here. Although I did, before we get there, I wanted to ask you about this Teen Mom 2 episode with Janelle Evans.
Did you see the story yesterday? It was bizarre.
No.
I've never watched Teen Mom 2, but apparently, Doug, do you have the story with her name? I can't remember it right now.
Janelle Evans.
Yeah. Apparently, she was caught on camera during one of the episodes there was a road rage accident or incident. Someone cut her off, and then she proceeded to follow them. She's got her 8-year-old kid in the back, and then she pulls out a gun while she's following them.
What?
Yeah.
And she's, what, 18 or something?
No, she's not a teen mom anymore. I'm pretty sure she's in her 20s. Yeah. But, it doesn't make a difference how old she is.
What the heck?
No. Right. Yeah,
is she canceled after this? Or is... Obviously, MTV knew the footage was there and they knew it was part of the show, but...
I would hope so. I would hope that she's not on the TV show anymore, but it just seems bizarre to me. It seems like a weird move on MTV's part that they would put that
Even put
on
her on
TV.
The air.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a reason I've never watched that show, and it's because they're all a mess. And I think it's bizarre to put it on TV. Yeah. And
so what's the appeal then of that?
Their life
people?
Is worse than yours, and that's what people watch. Like that's with all reality TV,
watching a circus.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of circuses, who's got? I guess Jennifer will call on you to do the WWE's new all women's pay per view. That is out there. Is Ronda Rousey involved in this? She seems to be at the top of all of these things. So what's the story?
WWE has made the women's division one of its top priorities over the last couple of years. And, of course, if you watch Total Divas like I do, you'll see that that's made a lot of lady wrestlers very happy. They ended the Divas era, which that's what they called it, the Diva title. And now they have a women's roster that they've expanded and they've upgraded from developmental level in their NXT program all the way up to the main roster. There's stars like Charlotte Flair, Asuka, Sasha Banks. Those are just some of the biggest stars in the company. And this week, Stephanie McMahon, who is the WWE's chief brand officer, announced that the women of WWE will soon have a pay-per-view showcase of their own. This is a risk because typically the pay-per-views are always dominated by men and men in the main matches. WWE brought the entire roster onto the stage for a special announcement during Monday's episode of Raw, and Stephanie McMahon revealed that WWE will stage an all-women's pay-per-view called WWE Evolution on October 28th. That's a Sunday. That event will be held inside the Nassau Veterans Memorial Coliseum on Long Island, Victoria, and will be streamed on the WWE Network. All of the ladies expressed their excitement on social media. Charlotte Flair tweeting, "I've stood in that ring," Stephanie McMahon talked about, "I felt the bond," Triple H spoke about, "I'm ready to make history with the strongest women I know. Let's do this, ladies." So a lot of excitement if you are a woman in the WWE right now.
And Doug, to answer your question, Ronda Rousey, I think, will be there, too. And she was tweeting about it as well. There's lots of buzz with it, which is great. Buzz. It's awesome.
All right. Speaking of buzz, Victoria, Brent Musburger has some advice for those people. He's now got a job again at 79 as the voice of, I forget which team, because we were talking about it earlier this week.
Who's moving to Vegas? The Raiders?
Yeah, it's whoever's going to Vegas. Yeah.
So he's going to be the play-by-play radio guy for them. But but he also is a sports betting enthusiast, and so he said yesterday that the Supreme Court's decision to open the door to legalize sports betting means sports fans across the country are now, they're going to have the opportunity to gamble, which in the past really was kind of reserved for Vegas. Five states, Nevada, New Jersey, Delaware, West Virginia, and Mississippi, will all have betting systems in place by the start of the NFL season. I know New Jersey's already up and running, and I think West Virginia is as well. So Brent Musburger said he's made gambling references in his commentary for years. He began hosting a sports betting show after he left ESPN early this year. He warned first-timers that they shouldn't expect to turn gambling into a career, however. He said, "Be careful. If you've never been around it, never experienced it, listen to what people tell you and how to approach it. But don't think that you're going to walk in and say, 'I'm going to make a good living at this. I can beat the numbers.' I'm here to tell you, you can't." He said, "Let's be honest. There are a few guys and a few syndicates who have been successful at it over the years, but there's a reason why those casinos get bigger and bigger. My warning would just be tiptoe in and stay in the shallow end." Solid advice from my husband. Because in New Jersey, because he's already cast a bunch of sports bets and hasn't won anything. So
really,
I'm assuming. Yeah, he went with my dad, and I think I don't know who's a worse influence on the other, but it's one of those things where it's so tempting because you can bet on everything. You can say, "Oh, I want to bet on who's going to do well in the eighth inning of this game." Yeah, but it's so specific, it gets overwhelming, and you kind of just, I think you can bet on anything you want. It's crazy.
It is. Crazy. 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now 53 after the hour. Energy and attraction, that's what we have going on here on the DJV show, and specific information being brought to you by Victoria Keelan. In this case, she's our technological guru, Tech Talk and Yelp together. This is very interesting because I have become, I don't eat a lot of restaurants much during the summer, but in the wintertime I do a lot. And I just think sometimes the quality, it's like people don't care in restaurants in Los Angeles. Dirty restaurants and food's cold or lousy. So what do we do about that, Victoria?
Well, I don't know about, we can't do anything about that. However, Yelp wants dinner reservations to become a little more of an informed process for customers. And so what they're doing is they're going to add in hygiene scores along with their Yelp reviews. So when you look up a certain restaurant, now right now this includes New York, California, Texas, Illinois, and Washington, D.C. So when you look up a restaurant on Yelp in those states, you will see what their hygiene score is from the city inspector. Now, California started this with the letter grade, and then New York pretty quickly adopted it, too. In New York, if you don't have an A, people just sort of pass you by. Maybe in California it's different, but if you have a B rating, there's a lot of scary stuff that can actually be included in a B rating. So, and New Yorkers know this stuff, so we only stick to the A rating restaurants. in other states,
the unsuspecting person who travels in from out of town. Ooh, gee, what does that mean?
Yeah, and if you see a C, just run in the other direction because you might as well.
Food will
lick
chase you down the street. Yeah,
yeah, lick the street if you do, if you see a C. But so Yelp is going to roll out these hygiene scores, which will be really helpful, I think, and will also keep businesses on their toes, knowing that everyone's going to be it's going to be publicized what their hygiene score is. Mm-hmm. And so they are rolling this out. They eventually, in the months to come, they will be covering 750,000 restaurants in large metropolitan areas around the country. The health inspection reports aren't a secret in any of these cities or states. However, they are kind of a hassle to find. In New York and California, the letter grade is right on the front door of the restaurant. You can't miss it, and that's by design. In other places, you have to look it up. There's nothing that's posted. And so Yelp worked with city governments to create an open data standard that they call the Local Inspection Value Entry Specification, or LIVES. It allows cities to post their hygiene inspection reports on Yelp if they want to. Now, Yelp is kind of going even a step further. They started this in San Francisco back in 2013, and they're going to create even more buzz with this. Some of the critics of the new feature say that the challenge lies in the fact that health inspections vary from city to city and from state to state, and that that could maybe negatively influence someone against going to a restaurant. But I still think it's better to know what the hygiene score is before you go and dine.
Would that affect you?
Well, like I said, as a New Yorker, if I don't see an A, then no way.
No, but I mean, in looking things over,
If there's less than an A on Yelp, I wouldn't go.
Yeah, okay. Got it. Review of the best smart TVs on the market right now. Those of you who are looking to buy something that's reasonable, listen to this.
The Geek Out. I recently found myself needing a new TV, and I wanted something that could do 4K, so due to some great reviews I had read, I bought a TCL 6 Series 4K UHD set. And now that I've had it for a few weeks, I can't recommend it highly enough. Now, basically, the TCL 6 Series, which comes in both 55 and 65-inch versions, provide a great bargain for their performance. They support HDR10 and Dolby Vision, run off Roku's fantastic user experience, and if you don't know what any of that means, just get this. The 55-inch is listed at only $650, and most other brands with those same features are two or three times the price. Great for gaming, the TCL 6 Series is one for you to look for if you're in the market for a new TV.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
If you're a pay TV provider, bad news for you from Victoria. Get that cord, get that scissors, that pair of scissors out of the axe, the hatchet. Let's go.
There is yet more information out saying that customers are cutting the cord at a higher rate than anticipated. So that what that means is people are ditching their cable company and they're sticking to Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, YouTube, DirecTV Now, PlayStation View, all of these smartphone, they're basically smart TV apps and that allow you to watch traditional cable TV and network TV, but you don't actually pay for the cable anymore. So they say 33 million have cut the cord this year.
Here's some advice, I guess good advice. Take it as you will. Victoria.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.